This is VOA. This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A special counsel has released a harshly critical assessment of President Biden's handling of sensitive government materials. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Justice Department report says as a private citizen, Joe Biden willfully retained and disclosed highly classified materials, including documents about Afghanistan policy. Some were in a cardboard box in his Delaware garage. Still, the report says the president will not face criminal charges, partly because of the fact that as vice president and later as president, when the records were found, Biden had the authority to keep the materials at his home. The report notes Biden came across to investigators as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate is beginning work on a package of wartime funding for Ukraine and other U.S. allies, but doubts remain about the level of support from Republicans who rejected a carefully negotiated compromise that also included border enforcement policies. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has tried to recover $60 billion in funding for Ukraine, as well as roughly $35 billion more for Israel, other allies, and national security priorities. In remarks, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly says the Senate embarrassed itself by failing to approve the border security compromise.
This is a shameful week for the Senate. The American people are watching. They were hoping that Congress could overcome political divides for once and actually deliver. That didn't happen. The Senate failed them.
The legislation's pathway remains unsure because the Senate leaders have not agreed to a process to limit the debate time for the bill. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump seems pleased with arguments made at the Supreme Court on his ballot eligibility today. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Former President Donald Trump told reporters in Palm Beach that he better be on the ballot since he says he's leading in the polls in the race for president.
Can you take the person that's leading everywhere and say, hey, we're not going to let you run? You know, I think that's pretty tough to do, but I'm leaving it up to the Supreme Court.
Where his lawyers tried to convince the court that he belongs on the ballot.
I thought the presentation today was a very good one. I think it was well received. I hope it was well received.
The case was brought by a group of Republican and independent voters and the state of Colorado. I'm Shelley Adler.
The nation's cybersecurity agency is launching a program aimed at boosting election security in the states. Officials with the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency hope it will shore up support for local offices and provide reassurance to voters that this year's presidential elections will be safe and accurate. The agency, known as CISA, introduced its new Election Security Advisor Program Thursday to the National Association of State Election Directors. State and local election officials face a growing list of security challenges. Among the most daunting are potential cyber attacks by foreign governments. One agency official said, quote, nation-state adversaries China, Russia, Iran, North Korea are a particular concern. The European Union's Climate Change Monitoring Service reported Thursday last month was the warmest January on record. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service reports 2023 was the planet's hottest year in global records going back to 1850, pointing to human-caused climate change and the warm Pacific Ocean water phenomenon El Niño for boosting the year's temperatures. But Britain's Royal Meteorological Society chief executive Liz Bentley told Reuters News even an entire year over the Paris Climate Conference standard does not mean it's too late.
We're not there yet. There's still an opportunity, a window of opportunity to dramatically reduce the amount of fossil fuels that we burn. So we know what the problem is, burning fossil fuels. We know what our limit is to try and stay below 1.5, and we have the solutions to get us there.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Lawmakers for the new coalition government of populist Prime Minister Robert Fico have voted to amend the penal code and eliminate the office of the special prosecutor that deals with major crime and corruption. The legislation faces sharp criticism at home and abroad. Thousands of Slovaks repeatedly took to the streets in protests that started 2 months ago. In the 150-seat parliament, 78 coalition lawmakers voted in favor of the plan that includes abolishing the special prosecutor's office, which handles serious crimes such as graft, organized crime, and extremism. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.